So what awkward thing keeps you connected to an ex? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Could you imagine thinking you're doing something sweet, sentimental, only for it to backfire and you not being able to stop it? So if you can manage to make it through the day without setting up to send love letters from your past to your current boyfriend only for him to dump you, then you're doing okay.
Oh, and you can't stop him?
That's not worst part, right?
Oh,
her
name's
Amina. She thought she would marry her ex.
Oh, no.
So she composed a decade's worth of love notes.
Oh, that had to take some time.
Yep. To be sent from her past self to her former boyfriend on future special dates.
Oh, no.
So it's like a service that she signed up for to be able to do this, right?
Cancel the service.
So he'll be able to receive sentimental love letters from her on every birthday, anniversary.
She's just gonna look psycho.
All this for 10 years.
Oh, they have to be able to cancel that, right?
After she set up the messages from the past surprise, he dumps her, and then she doesn't know her password to get back into the site. She forgets it.
Okay, but there's a forget password link, right? You just clicky-clicky, and then you reset the password. You cancel.
I mean, maybe. But right now, she's living in her nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
She posted on TikTok, "My Roman Empire is the fact I thought I would marry my ex, so I found a website to write him letters from the past with predictions of where our future selves would be. He dumped me, and I forgot the password, so he will be receiving them on every birthday and anniversary for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah, no, she's got to figure that out. She's got to figure that out. That's just psychotic. That is psychotic. What kind of service is that? I mean, I could see how that would be really sweet for someone that had passed away.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
But we need to be able to get into our account. Delete.
So she's from, like, Germany. So I don't know if it's a website, you know, that doesn't have that capability. I don't know.
What website doesn't have that capability?
I don't know.
Who doesn't forget passwords?
What a living nightmare. Could you imagine his new girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, no.
Where he is now continually receiving these emails from an ex.
They would probably be like, we need to get a restraining order.
This is just psychotic behavior. She's stalking you. What is happening here?
Yeah.
Why do you keep in contact with this woman?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Oh, there's 50,000 reasons to figure out her password and delete that.
Yeah.
Cancel it. Is she still paying for the subscription?
Don't know.
Is it like an ongoing membership fee?
Don't know.
There has to be a way to stop this.
We'll post the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
I'm invested.
But I want to know, other than kids, what's the awkward thing that keeps you connected to an ex?
That's a doozy.
Yeah.
That's going to be difficult to beat. That's a doozy.
Exactly. We'd love to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. All right, so other than children, what awkward things keep you connected to an ex? We just had a story of Mina who she signed up for this website that sends emails to maybe a loved one, and she compiled 10 years worth of like love letters to send him on important days.
How much time did that take?
A long time.
Wow.
He breaks up with her.
Oh, no.
These letters are going to start continuing to send.
Hit delete.
She can't figure out how to unsubscribe from
this. Hit delete. Right. Remember the password. Hit forgot password.
A commenter said, "I feel you. I was unable to cancel a beef jerky subscription I gifted my ex." Mortifying.
You're just going to keep sending beef jerky to your ex? Oh, wow.
Wendy messaged us and said, "My dog. We were dating for a couple years, got a dog together. Well, I got the dog in the breakup. Can't look at her cute little face without thinking about him."
Aww.
I'm sure that feeling will pass, but ugh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I mean, when the dog, though, is way too cute.
You know, and now we're going to head to space because astrology, Aaron said, "We bought a star There's a star somewhere out there that both me and my ex have, quote, ownership over.
Okay.
Not sure how that's going to play out.
Well, do they have custody hearings for stars?
Right, for stars. Kayla said, I get my ex's astrology updates every day.
Oh,
I've
wow.
tried to unsubscribe so many times.
And it won't let you?
It won't let me. Oh, wow. I just get the astrology sent. this is for Brett. And you're like, dang it!
Okay, so you're just always going to know what kind of a day Brett's going to have.
Right. Sawyer said, I sent our names to Mars 3 years ago today. He can't even escape me from space.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun stuff.
Those awkward things that keep you somehow connected to an ex.
I now am really thanking the good Lord that I didn't do anything like that. Like, I didn't set up anything like that. I was, probably didn't have the possibility back then.
We'll conclude it on this one.
Oh.
I had mine and my ex's picture submitted to be in a music video.
Oh, no.
For one of my favorite songs.
Oh, no.
The song In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine. It made the video.
Oh, no.
I'll never be able to escape it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to live on YouTube forever?
Forever. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, remembering the happy times.
Oh, the happy times.
Oh, dang.
The happy times. Anyways, good stuff there. Anyways, awkward things that keep you connected to an ex.